Chapter 75. I can guess the cause of this. Apostrophe apostrophe thought Ralph, after looking at her for some time in silence. I can guess the cause. Well. Apostrophe apostrophe thought Ralph for the moment quite disconcerted, as he watched the anguish of his beautiful niece. Where is the harm? Only a few tears, and it's an excellent lesson for her, an excellent lesson. Apostrophe, what is the matter? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Ralph, drawing a chair opposite, and sitting down. He was rather taken aback by the sudden firmness with which Kate looked up and answered him. The matter which brings me to you, sir, apostrophe she said, is one which should call the blood up into your cheeks, and make you burn to hear, as it does me to tell. I have been wronged. My feelings have been outraged, insulted, wounded past all healing, and by your friends. Apostrophe, friends. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Ralph, sternly. I have no friends, girl. Apostrophe, by the men I saw here then, apostrophe, returned Kate, quickly. If they were no friends of yours, and you knew what they were, oh, the more shame on you, uncle, for bringing me among them. To have subjected me to what I was exposed to here, through any misplaced confidence or imperfect knowledge of your guests, would have required some strong excuse. But if you did it as I now believe you did knowing them well, it was most dastardly and cruel. Apostrophe, Ralph drew back in utter amazement at this plain speaking, and regarded Kate with the sternest look. But she met his gaze proudly and firmly, and although her face was very pale, it looked more noble and handsome, lighted up as it was, than it had ever appeared before. There is some of that boy's blood in you, I see, apostrophe said Ralph, speaking in his harshest tones, as something in the flashing eye reminded him of Nicholas at their last meeting. I hope there is. Apostrophe apostrophe replied Kate. I should be proud to know it. I am young, uncle, and all the difficulties and miseries of my situation have kept it down, but I have been roused today beyond all endurance, and come what may, I will not, as I am your brother's child, bear these insults longer. Apostrophe, what insults, girl? Apostrophe, apostrophe demanded Ralph, sharply. Remember what took place here, and ask yourself, apostrophe replied Kate, coloring deeply. Uncle, you must, I am sure you will release me from such vile and degrading companionship as I am exposed to now. I do not mean, apostrophe said Kate, hurrying to the old man, and laying her arm upon his shoulder. I do not mean to be angry and violent, I beg your pardon, if I have seemed so, dear uncle, but you do not know what I have suffered, you do not indeed. You cannot tell what the heart of a young girl is, I have no right to expect you should. But when I tell you that I am wretched, and that my heart is breaking, I am sure you will help me. I am sure you will. Apostrophe, Ralph looked at her for an instant, then turned away his head, and beat his foot nervously upon the ground. I have gone on day after day, apostrophe said Kate, bending over him, and timidly placing her little hand in his, in the hope that this persecution would cease. I have gone on day after day, compelled to assume the appearance of cheerfulness, when I was most unhappy. I have had no counselor, no adviser, no one to protect me. Mama supposes that these are honorable men, rich and distinguished, and how can I undeceive her, when she is so happy in these little delusions, which are the only happiness she has? The lady with whom you placed me, is not the person to whom I could confide matters of so much delicacy, and I have come at last to you, the only friend I have at hand, almost the only friend I have at all, to entreat and implore you to assist me. Apostrophe, how can I assist you, child? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Ralph, rising from his chair, and pacing up and down the room in his old attitude. You have influence with one of these men, I know, apostrophe rejoined Kate, emphatically. Would not a word from you induce them to desist from this unmanly course? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, apostrophe said Ralph, suddenly turning. At least that I can't say it, if it would. Apostrophe, can't say it. Apostrophe apostrophe no, apostrophe said Ralph, coming to a dead stop, and clasping his hands more tightly behind him. I can't say it. Apostrophe, Kate fell back a step or two, and looked at him, as if in doubt, whether she had heard aright. We are connected in business, apostrophe said Ralph, poising himself alternately on his toes and heels, and looking coolly in his niece's face, in business, and I can't afford to offend them. What is it after all? We have all our trials, and this is one of yours. Some girls would be proud to have such gallants at their feet. Apostrophe, proud. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Kate. I don't say, apostrophe, rejoined Ralph, raising his forefinger, but that you do right to despise them. No, you show your good sense in that, as indeed I knew from the first you would. Well, in all other respects you are comfortably bestowed. It's not much to bear. If this young lord does dog your footsteps, and whisper his driveling inanities in your ears, what of it? It's a dishonorable passion. So be it, it won't last long. Some other novelty will spring up one day, and you will be released. In the meantime, apostrophe, in the meantime, apostrophe, interrupted Kate, with becoming pride and indignation, I am to be the scorn of my own sex, and the toy of the other. Justly condemned by all women of right feeling, and despised by all honest and honorable men, sunken in my own esteem, and degraded in every eye that looks upon me. No, not if I work my fingers to the bone, not if I am driven to the roughest and hardest labor. Do not mistake me. I will not disgrace your recommendation. I will remain in the house in which it placed me, until I am entitled to leave it by the terms of my engagement. Though, mind, I see these men no more. When I quit it, I will hide myself from them and you, and, striving to support my mother by hard service, I will live, at least, in peace, and trust in God to help me. Apostrophe, with these words, she waved her hand, and quitted the room, leaving Ralph Nickleby motionless as a statue. The surprise with which Kate, as she closed the room door, beheld, close beside it, Newman Knox standing bolt upright in a little niche in the wall like some scarecrow or Guy Fawkes laid up in winter quarters, almost occasioned her to call aloud. But, Newman laying his finger upon his lips, she had the presence of mind to refrain. Don't, apostrophe said Newman, gliding out of his recess, and accompanying her across the hall. Don't cry, apostrophe two very large tears, by the by, were running down Newman's face as he spoke. I see how it is, apostrophe said poor Knox, drawing from his pocket what seemed to be a very old duster, and wiping Kate's eyes with it, as gently as if she were an infant. You're giving way now. Yes, very good. That's right, I like that. It was right not to give way before him. Yes. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yes. Poor thing. Apostrophe, with these disjointed exclamations, Newman wiped his own eyes with the aforementioned duster, and, limping to the street door, opened it to let her out. Don't cry any more, apostrophe whispered Newman. I shall see you soon. Ha, ha, ha. And so shall somebody else too. Yes. Ho, ho. Apostrophe, God bless you, apostrophe answered Kate, hurrying out, God bless you. Apostrophe, same to you, apostrophe rejoined Newman, opening the door again a little way to say so. Ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. Apostrophe, and Newman Knox opened the door once again to nod cheerfully, and laugh and shut it, to shake his head mournfully, and cry. Ralph remained in the same attitude till he heard the noise of the closing door, when he shrugged his shoulders, and after a few turns about the room hasty at first, but gradually becoming slower, as he relapsed into himself sat down before his desk. It is one of those problems of human nature, which may be noted down, but not solved. Although Ralph felt no remorse at that moment for his conduct towards the innocent, true-hearted girl, although his libertine clients had done precisely what he had expected, precisely what he most wished, and precisely what would tend most to his advantage. Still he hated them for doing it, from the very bottom of his soul. Ugh! ... said Ralph, scowling round, and shaking his clenched hand as the faces of the two profligates rose up before his mind. You shall pay for this. Oh! You shall pay for this. ... as the usurer turned for consolation to his books and papers. A performance was going on outside his office door, which would have occasioned him no small surprise, if he could by any means have become acquainted with it. Newman Knox was the sole actor. He stood at a little distance from the door, with his face towards it, and with the sleeves of his coat turned back at the wrists, was occupied in bestowing the most vigorous, scientific, and straightforward blows upon the empty air. At first sight, this would have appeared merely a wise precaution in a man of sedentary habits, with the view of opening the chest, and strengthening the muscles of the arms. But the intense eagerness and joy depicted in the face of Newman Knox, which was suffused with perspiration, the surprising energy with which he directed a constant succession of blows towards a particular panel about 5 feet 8 from the ground, and still worked away in the most untiring and persevering manner, would have sufficiently explained to the attentive observer that his imagination was thrashing, to within an inch of his life, his body's most active employer, Mr. Ralph Nickleby. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.